mean, our intelligence community is not where it should be, obviously. And I think George Tenet should have been fired on September 12th. And I think it's a travesty that Bush gave him, when did he give him, a Medal of Freedom? It's just a joke. I mean, by any measure, that was an intelligence failure. And everyone focuses on the intelligence failure in Iraq having to do with weapons of mass destruction. But in some ways, the more costly error was we had no idea of the nature of Iraqi institutions and society. We had a picture of Iraq, you know, prior to 1991 or maybe earlier, where, you know, it's the most sophisticated modern country in the Middle East. Instead, we get there and there's no functioning government, and Saddam, for, you know, 10 or 15 years, had done everything he could to prop up fundamentalist Islam and to prop up the tribes. So you the theory of the war was you go in there, you cut the top off the government, and then you have this government kind of working there, nicely functioning, the police are on duty, and you just replace someone at the top, and then you leave, and the story's over. It wasn't anything like that, and that was extremely costly. We had no idea the electricity basically didn't work. I mean, things that you'd think you would know by walking down the street, we did not know, and it's been extremely costly, and I just don't have great hopes for intelligence reform, because what it requires is a whole different culture, and that's much harder than shifting around boxes as we did to create this national intelligence director.